This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Cannon McMillan High School, home of the PIAA 3A West Regional Wrestling Tournament. Today's event is brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Visit Green. Green County has something for everyone. Log on to visitgreen.org. Day Insurance Agency, on East Main Street in Washington or on Main Street in Hickory. Online, dayinsurance.com, celebrating more than half a century of service. Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more about cameraforsenate.com. Chambers Insurance Agency, protecting generations since 1953. First Federal, savings and loan of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. Iron Synergy, creating tomorrow's energy today. Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. Hernberger Insurance Agency on Route 19, just north of the Meadows. CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. Saris Candies, supporting Pennsylvania wrestling for over 50 years. And Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. I'm Sam McCollum, along with Greg Warnick today. Once again, welcome to Cannon McMillan. Greg, how are you doing this morning?
Yeah, pretty good early morning for us here today, and good to be able to get some wrestling underway here momentarily. This is where it really gets real, right? Yesterday, obviously, some good matches. WPIL did very well. 38 of the 52 semifinalists are from the WPIL. No WPIL wrestler was eliminated yesterday, but you're going to see a lot of WPIL and WPIL here today.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's what's going to happen when you you said it. None of them were eliminated yesterday. Somebody's got to be eliminated today. So,
yeah.
Unfortunately, it'll be WPIL against WPIL a lot, you'll hear us say.
Yeah, top five make it on to the PIAA tournament. And they will obviously have the big blood round match, which we'll see who will get eliminated.
And we're going to have the national anthem here. You know, with everything going on in Iran this morning, I don't know if you followed the early news, but major military action going on between the United States and along with Israel against Iran. And our thoughts and prayers go out to all of the military men and women and families, everybody involved. I know that we're thinking about you and proud of you, so I thought we ought to play the Star Spangled Banner today and be a little more patriotic than normal.
Absolutely.
So get all the seriousness out of the way. Now let's get back to wrestling.
And we are underway. Joey Sinan of North Allegheny, Salvatore Colangelo of Franklin Regional, also Riley Smith of Seneca Valley, Brent Hurlbrink of Cranberry. First two matches underway. Other matches going on. Jax Brentzel of Penn Trafford, Connor Sidney of Hollidaysburg. They are underway. Dominic Bacciotti of Altoona, Colin Harder of Bellefonte, and Grayson Morris of Albert Gallatin, Noah Young of State College. Those are the five matches out there right now. Quick takedown for Riley Smith. He's up 3-0. Only one all WPIL matchup here at 107. That's because all the semifinalists are from the WPIL at this weight class.
Yeah, they're still in the championship round.
If the WPIL could come away with four wins in this consolation round, that would mean that it's all WPIL from here on out.
Wow, that would be...
Top eight would be all WPIL.
Yeah, that would be impressive.
And so a win here in this consolation round means you go on to the third round of consolations. That would be your quote-unquote blood round as far as getting into the top six. And then you'd have a chance. You'd have two chances to make it to the state tournament from there.
Right.
But two rounds into consolations is what is going to be needed to get into the top six.
And just real quickly to let you know our schedule today. Obviously, we've got second round of consolations right now at 10:30, we've got the semifinals and the third round of consolations. Then at 12:15, it'll be the fourth round of consolations, followed at 3 o'clock today with the championship finals, third place match, and fifth place match.
I do stand corrected, Sam. Pachotti and Harder are wrestling. Neither wrestler from the WPIL, so seven of the eight would potentially be the WPIL if they can get a win in three of the four matches.
Yeah.
Because we do have Sinan and Colangelo wrestling each other. They're scoreless in the second period. Colangelo on the bottom. Riley Smith of Seneca Valley trying to go on to the third round of consolations. He's up 5-0 right now. He's got a wing and a half. And looking to get the fall. And there it is for Riley Smith of Seneca Valley at 1 minute and 59 seconds.
I guess that mat hasn't changed. It's still the pin mat.
Yeah, we had the pin mat, the overtime mat, and the blood mat, right?
Yeah, let's hope the blood mat changes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or it doesn't exist.
That's what I mean. Let's hope it's gone. Yeah.
Jackson Hoy is on deck. First Washington County wrestler will be in this round. He'll be wrestling Shamil Islamov of Baldwin. So in an all-WPIL matchup there. Gianno Gardner of Cannon McMillan also is going to be coming up soon. He's in the hole right now on mat number three.
Over on mat number three, it is Connor Sidney of Hollidaysburg with a 1-0 lead over Jax Brentzel of Pentrafford. No, that's not right. He's not from Pentrafford.
Yeah, he's from Pentrafford.
He is?
Jax Brentzel.
Yeah, he's got a different single on. He threw me off this morning already.
Bennett Ferraro of Pine Richland gets the opening takedown on Cameron McFarland of McDowell. Take an early lead. Sinan will ride Colangelo for the entire second period, so he'll be on the bottom in the third. That one is scoreless. Escape for Sinan. 1-0 lead.
Well, Jax Brentzel, lucky there was an edge to the mat because he got taken down and put right on his back, but he was able to work his way off the edge of the mat and only give up a takedown, not give up back points. Connor Sidney leading 4-0 over Brentzel now.
.115 to go in the third. Colangelo trying to pick up the pace a little bit. Down 1-0. Sign in, keeping his distance. Trying to do his best to circle with Colangelo. Down to 45 seconds left. Stalling call on Sinan is first. to his feet. 30 seconds left, third period between Colangelo and Sinan. Sinan just tying up the arms. Colangelo wants to get a fresh start. Now takes a shot in, 10 seconds left. Sinan tries to spin around behind. Joey Sinan of North Allegheny will defeat Salvatore Colangelo of Franklin Regional by a 1-0 decision.
And unfortunately, if you lose now, you're eliminated.
That's right, next to this one and the next consolation round. Both eliminations as Jackson Hoy will be coming out. Take on Islamov of Baldwin. Pachotti of Altoona wins over Harder of Belafonte 5-0.
Under a minute to go now between Connor Sidney of Hollidaysburg, Jax Brentzel of Penn Trafford. It is 4-1 in favor of Sidney.
Young Estate College is the winner by fall over Morris of Albert Gallatin. Jackson Hoy now onto the mat. Wrestling is Lamov.
Tech fall right down below us on mat number 2. No, I'm sorry. 13-0. He had up, had four up, and I thought that was going to give him the tech fall. It was 13-0. Bennett Ferraro of Pine Richland over Cameron McFarland of McDowell. That's 114-pound consolations.
Hoy was able to get behind Islamov, but unable to finish, and they go out of bounds with just 4 seconds left in the opening period. These two did wrestle in the section semifinals 2 weeks ago, where Hoy won 8-5. That's their only meeting this season.
Well, that was odd. Right down below us on mat number 2, Bennett Ferraro is your winner 16-0 over Cameron McFarland of McDowell. But Ferraro had McFarland on his back looking for the fall, and the referee stopped it because it was a tech fall. Yeah, you got to let it go to see if he picks up the pin.
Yeah.
And after it was over, you could tell the wrestler was confused. Ferraro, he didn't understand what happened, and the official had to kind of give him some kind of justification for what just happened.
Wow.
Which I'm not sure what that was. So, nonetheless, it's a tech fall and he's moving on. So,
Hoy was able to get an escape to begin the second period. So he leads Islamov 1-0.
We have another victory. Luke Young, did you just say that out of State College?
No, that was the other Young. He was a winner over Morris of Albert Gallatin.
Okay.
Ankle pick attempt for Islamov, and Hoy able to get out of that. Now a shot attempt for Hoy, and Islamov sprawls back. Back up to their feet, 40 seconds left, second period. Jackson Hoy holding a 1-0 lead. Drag by attempt for Islamov. Hoy shot in, but they go out of bounds. Fifteen seconds left here in the second.
Luke DeSantis, Penn Trafford, Nolan Rice, Connellsville underway.
One to nothing lead after two for Hoy. Islamov will go on the bottom for the third.
Well, Tommy Gretz of Connellsville up big, 7-0 over Evan Schomburg of North Allegheny. Time running down the second period of that match. Gianno Gardner of Cannon McMillan now up on mat number three against Braden Sidney of Hollidaysburg.
Hoy trying to ride in this third period. 20 seconds in. Islamov up to his feet. Peels the hands. Hoy tried to go to an ankle. Islamov kicks out. So they are tied at one. A minute and a half to go in the third period. Keanu Gardner is underway as well. You want to keep an eye on that one, Sam?
Yep. Got my eye over here already.
Islamov in on a shot. Boy, able to get him off the leg. 1:10 to go. Third period still tied at one.
Gardner and Sidney scoreless as time ticks down here in the first period.
Five seconds to go for Hoy and Islamov, tied at one. Still into a tie up. They break free of that. Back into a tie. Shot in by Islamov, trying to come out the back door. Hoy tightens the legs around the head, trying to force a stalemate. Islamov trying to pop a leg to one side. And Hoy able to get that stalemate with 16 seconds left.
We're in the second period, still scoreless between Sidney of Hollidaysburg and Gardner of Cannon Mac.
We're going to be headed to overtime, tied at one between Islamov and Hoy. Into a tie-up to start the overtime. Snap down attempt from Hoy, but Islamov able to fight that. Now an ankle pick attempt. In on the leg is Islamov. Gets Hoy down on a hip. Hoy trying to grab the leg. Islamov gets Hoy down to his side. Somehow Hoy is able to twist his hips, and now he's in on the leg, driving, and both guys in on each other's leg. Now Islamov trying to get towards a cradle, and now Hoy trying to come out the back door as he gets up to his knees. Sits down to his side, almost into like a Peterson roll here for Hoy. Now Hoy's going to get around the waist, and he's going to get the takedown on the edge of the mat. With 5 seconds left in the overtime, Jackson Hoy is going to be a 4-1 winner in overtime.
Back over now, Sidney and Gardner still scoreless here halfway through the second period. Gardner riding on top. And he's riding with a spiral ride. Now coming up to his feet is going to be Sidney. Tries to hit a standing switch, can't do it. Now trying to chin him back is Gardner. Not going to be able to get any back points. Sidney will belly out. They're right over on the edge of the mat with 25 seconds to go. And off the edge they'll go. Still scoreless between Braden Sidney of Hollidaysburg and Gianno Gardner of Cannon Mac.
Nolan Rice of Connellsville has a 1-0 lead on Luke DeSantis of Penn Trafford. They have a minute to go in the third, and they are wrestling neutral. A couple of matches just getting underway. Robert Cordova, Thomas Jefferson, Hunter Chu of Harbor Creek, as well as Lyle Karnas of Harbor Creek taking on Evan Sala of Mount Lebanon.
Sidney comes up to his feet. Tripping him back down is Gardner. Now coming out around the front is Sidney. Gardner drops down on a single leg. 4 seconds to go. Grabs the second leg. He's got to move up, and he does. Gardner, nice job to grab that leg. Switch over to a double and then move up to the body so he didn't get called for stalling. Time will run out in the second period. Still scoreless between Gardner and Sidney, but it will be Gardner's choice here in the third, and he'll choose down.
14 seconds remain between Rice and DeSantis. Rice holding a 1-0 lead. DeSantis driving in, stalling call on Rice. He had one to give as they go out of bounds. And Rice drove him out of bounds with a shot onto the hardwood floor. 4 seconds left.
And Gardner now will pick up a one-point escape and go up 1-0 over Sidney. Minute 30 left here in the match. Working out of this head tie, forehead to forehead. Shot in now by Sidney. He grabs the leg, but panning back is Gardner. Now sucking the leg in and trying to switch to a double, but they're going to be off the edge of the mat. Well, Sidney still has a toe in, and now he'll pull it out. 55 seconds to go. Gianno Gardner, Cannon Mack leading 1-0 over Braden Sidney of Hollidaysburg.
Rice had blood time, which is 4 seconds left. So getting that cleaned up before they get back underway.
Did you say with 4 seconds left?
Yeah.
Wow. That's unfortunate. Shot in now by Sidney. He's got the leg, but trying to pan back hard is Gardner. Trying to suck that leg in is Braden Sidney, and he will pull the leg in. Now reaching over the back and grabbing the ankle is Gardner. We're down to 30 seconds to go. Gardner trying to roll Sidney through. Sidney's got a leg. Gardner's got a leg.
Rice will be the winner, 1-0 over DeSantis.
And now we're going to have a stalemate call. 1-0 still the score in favor of Gardner with 13 seconds to go in the match. Now shots by Sidney. Gardner just backing up over on the edge of the mat. And off the edge they go. 3 seconds left. Gardner still in the lead. And trying to anticipate the whistle with Sidney. He'll get a caution for a false start. And now a shot right off the whistle by Sidney. Too little, too late. Your winner, Gianno Gardner of Cannon McMillan, 1-0 over Braden Sidney of Hollidaysburg. And we owe a break. Do we have anybody out there?
We do not. Nobody in the number two slot either.
We are going to step aside. You're listening to the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448, visit us online at dayinsurance.com, or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bortolotta. As you cheer on our high school wrestlers and the grit and determination they bring to the mat, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
I'm Evan Chambers of Chambers Insurance Agency. Finding the right insurance can feel overwhelming. With rates rising and policies getting more complicated, it's hard to know who to trust. That's where we come in. At Chambers Insurance, we're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted advisors. We know the challenges you face, and we're here to guide you every step of the way. Whether it's your personal, business, or life insurance, we're committed to finding you the right coverage at the best price. Because we're local, you will always have someone you know and trust. Just a phone call or click away at chambersinsurance.com.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
And welcome back to Cannon McMillan High School. Wrestling all over the mats today as we're up at 133 pounds. And consolation action, even got a 139-pounder out on the mat. Actually, a 127-pounder, too. So we've got three different weights out on the mats here in the consolation round.
You know, Sam, I didn't see what happened, but there has been extensive time running on mat five for Gus Dedifer. He's in a knee brace. We talked about it yesterday, but now I'm walking with a straight leg on his left leg, and the trainers have been out there talking to the coaches and the referees, I think, just about whether he could go. I mean, it's been the blood time that's been clicking, but I'm wondering if it went from injury to blood. It looks like they're going to make him not wrestle and default out of this one. It was only 8 seconds into the second period. Didn't see what happened, but you can see Stedifer definitely disappointed, but I think the trainers are not giving the green light for him to go.
Yeah, he was sure trying. He came back in and put his foot on the line ready to start. And then all of a sudden you saw him. It was like a bad movie. He just unclicked his headgear, and that was it.
And that was of interest with Devin Junko of Trinity. He's going to be out here soon, and he was in the hole on that mat, so caused a long delay to see what was going on there.
We have a final right down below you there. Landon Lynn of Connellsville is your winner by fall over Maricus Hayes of Erie. Time of the fall is going to be 1 minute and 55 seconds. Are they allowed to pick up a fall on the overtime mat? I'm not sure that's allowed.
Yeah.
Which our first overtime today has been on the overtime mat,
that's
of
right.
course.
That's right. As far as WPIL goes, we got Daniel Smith of Connellsville. He's up 7-0 on Cameron Overly of Meadville. AJ Snatchgo of West Allegheny. He's up 3-0 on Aiden Thompson of Cranberry. And that's it for the WPIL out on the five mats right now. To me, is always a good thing when you don't wrestle early in these consolations, because I mean, we got a lot more to come here.
Absolutely.
As the tournament goes on.
Yeah, I would have to agree. On mat three, Daniel Smith still up 7-0 out of Connellsville over Cameron Overly of Meadville.
Yeah, I mentioned Devin Junko of Trinity. He is on deck. On mat number five, he'll be wrestling Andrew Gall of Bellefonte. He's the next Washington County wrestler. We got Peter Leventis of Lafayette. He's on deck as well against Chase Smith of Franklin Regional. Lafayette, that tweener one, right?
What's that?
They're technically Allegheny County because I live in Lafayette. But,
right.
You know, they also, I guess they teeter on that Washington County line, right? So they do participate in the Tri-County tournament, for example.
Right. So. Yeah, you're right. South Fayette, what a beautiful campus.
Yeah.
I mean, their facilities are incredible.
It's nice that they're all right there in one spot.
I love that.
3-0 lead for Snatchco of West Allegheny over Thompson. Snatchco is on the bottom in this third period. Thompson with a leg in, trying to put the arm behind the head. And we're going to get a potentially dangerous with 1:06 to go in the third.
Now another takedown for Daniel Smith of Connellsville. He'll go up 10-1 in his match with Overly of Meadville. And that match running down here in the second period. You know, I think it's funny, when it's close to a takedown, you hear everybody still yell two, even though it's a three-point takedown.
That's right.
I even see coaches will do that. They'll be going, two, and I'm thinking.
Then they're like, oh, wait, no, three, and give me an extra point.
I love it.
Yeah, that's a hard habit to break right there.
It is. It definitely is.
Got a good one here on Matt, too. Hanging onto an ankle is Declan Barr of Altoona against Gavin Heverly of Central Mountain. And Barr is going to hold on to defeat Heverly 1-0. And they get a little chippy. Heverly ended up pushing Barr at the end of that match. I'm betting they've wrestled a couple of times.
I would say they know each other, yeah. Pure frustration there.
Snatchco is going to get put onto his back. He was winning 4-0, but he's going to give up the takedown and four near falls at the end of the third period and lose 7-4. What a tough way to your season to end.
Wow, that is tough. Daniel Smith of Connellsville is your winner by technical fall, 17-1 over Cameron Overly of Meadville. Time of the tech fall will be 3:24.
Leventis to South Fayette underway against Smith of Franklin Regional. Shot in by Leventis, and Smith able to spin around behind and get the opening takedown. Devin Junko of Trinity has just walked onto the mat. He'll be wrestling Andrew Gall of Bellefonte. Looks like we went from no WPL, only two WPL wrestlers on the mat, to all five mats having WPL wrestlers here. Junko just getting underway. Drag by attempt from Gall. Able to get behind. Junko grabs the leg, brings him down to the mat, and Andrew Gall will take a 3-0 lead on Junko. Leventis broken down flat by Smith. 15 seconds to go in the opening period. Trails 3-0. Junko hits a switch off the whistle, gets up to his feet. He'll get an escape. That'll make it 3-1. Gall leading Junko. 20 seconds to go in the first. Junko in on an inside single. Grabbing hold of the ankle is Gall. Wants to try to funk roll through, and it's going to end the period. 3-1, Gall leads Junko after one. 3-0, Smith leads Leventis after one. Smith, the Franklin Regional, will be on the bottom to begin the second, up to his feet quickly. Leventis to South Fayette brings him back down to the mat.
Keep an eye down here. Rook Smith of Montour wrestling Daniel Cabaness of Obama Academy. And Cabaness leading right now 3-1.
Junko on the bottom to begin the second period. Up to his feet. Brought down by Gall. Now able to switch, and he gets up to his feet out for one. Junko trails 3-2, 1:25 to go in the second.
Chase Smith of Franklin Regional up 3-0 now over Peter Leventis of South Fayette.
Junko in on a shot. Whizzer applied there by Gall. Junko needs to come up from his knees, but he won't be able to. Stalemate with a minute to go in the second. Gall with a swipe at the leg. Now a shot in by Junko. Sprawling back is Gall. Underhooks. Now an ankle pick by Gall. He's got one toe in bounds. Gall able to not able to get full control, and they go out of bounds with 38 seconds left.
Rook Smith out of Montour now takes the lead 5-4 over Cabaness of Obama Academy.
Shot in by Gall, 20 seconds left, second period. Outside single, tries to come up with the leg. Junko with a cross face. Now able to get him off a leg. Now Junko gets in on a leg. Whizzer applied by Gall. Driving in is Junko. He's got to be close to that takedown. He's got to get the arm up around the hip. He does. And there he goes around the body for the takedown with just 2 seconds left. Huge takedown for Junko. He leads 5-3 after two.
Well, they keep flipping back and forth. Now Daniel Cabaness of Obama Academy goes up 7-5 over Rook Smith of Montour.
Cabaness is so strong.
He really is.
Gall will start the third period on the bottom. Junko leading 5-3. Junko wants to go for a tilt. He's got a wing tilt. He got a one count. Now he gets a two count. No, I swear I saw two swipes, but he didn't give him any back points. .120 to go, third period again with the wing. Going for that tilt. There's two swipes without a doubt. Now he's got some more. And he does get four. Huge back points for Junko. He's up 9-3. Leventis of South Fayette down to his last minute. Trails 3-0. Wrestling neutral with Smith.
Rook Smith of Montour now will take the lead 8-7 as time's ticking down in the third period. Smith over Cabaness.
.25 seconds remaining for Junko. Still riding and leading 9-3. He's got that wing in once again.
So Rook Smith will be your winner 11-7 out of Montour as he defeats Daniel Cabaness of Obama Academy.
Final 10 seconds. Junko riding and leading 9-3. Still has that wing in. No reason to let it go. Let the time click off, and he will. 9-3 win for Devin Junko of Trinity. Peter Leventis of South Fayette down to his final 15 seconds. Trails Chase Smith 3-0. Down under 10 seconds remaining. Wanted a duck under Smith. Able to just keep him right there in his place. Headlock attempt. Smith will get behind. They don't give the takedown, but a 3-0 win for Chase Smith, the Franklin Regional. Looks like I do not see any Washington County wrestlers out there right now.
So let's step aside. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to the JPA, WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Welcome back to Cannon McMillan High School. We've got wrestling action on all five mats. This is the PIAA 3A West Regional Tournament.
Sutton Stoner and Butler just picked up a fall. That means that we have an all-Washington County matchup coming up here in just a moment. Mason Calgaro of Cannon McMillan, Christian Lowther of Ringgold. These two have not met each other this season. And we are underway.
And we have a fall right down below us. And I believe that is going to be Zach Hill of Seneca Valley being pinned. So your winner, Jacoby Thompson of Meadville, winner by fall. Didn't catch the time. They cleared up pretty quick. No, here it is. Time of the fall is going to be 1 minute 38 seconds.
Lowther on an inside single. Trying to come up, able to swing Calgaro down to the mat and get the opening takedown. 25 seconds to go in the first. Lowther leads 3-0. Calgaro tries to come up to his feet. Lowther breaks him down. 15 seconds ago, opening period. Wing in for Lowther. Calgaro trying to come up to his feet, and time will run out. 3-0 at the end of one.
Luke Lilly of Connellsville. Up big 13-0 over Samson Deeb of Dubois here in the third period.
Sit out and turn for Lowther to begin the second period. He gets an escape. Goes up 4-0 and right away in on a shot. Calgaro sprawls back. Lowther now looking for an elbow. Wanted to see if he could try to dump. Now duck under, but Calgaro able to get back to his feet. Four to nothing lead for Lowther. Inside, or ankle pick, excuse me, now trying to come up the leg is Lowther, now up to a hip. Swings Calgaro down to the mat, and Lowther now leads 7-0.
Another WPIAL wrestler out here, Liam Costa of Moon, leading 4-1 over Logan Moore of Punxsutawney. in the second period.
.105 to go in the second. Calgary, a fresh start in the center. Trails Lowther 7-0. Trying to get up to his feet is Calgaro. Lowther able to knee pick him back down to the mat. Now up to a tripod position is Calgaro. Lowther trying to work to get him back to the mat. Now up to his feet. Lowther will swing Calgaro back down. 30 seconds left, second period. Down to 10 seconds remaining in the second period, and a stalling call on Lowther. His first with 8 seconds left. They go out of bounds. Calgaro will have choice for the third period. I'd imagine he'll probably go neutral. Sit out and turn up to his feet. Calgaro trying to get up. And final seconds will come off, but Lowther will bring him back down to the mat. 7-0 after two. Calgaro will go neutral to begin the third.
Liam Costa out of Moon now up big 11-1 over Logan Moore of Punxsutawney as they go into the third period.
Wide range shot for Calgaro. Lowther first look for a cradle, but then decides to just spin behind, get the takedown. And now he'll give an escape to Calgaro, make it 10-1.
Score now 3-1, Carter Morvay of North Hills over Michael Lawrence of Central or Chartiers Valley.
1:20 to go in the third. Shot attempt from Calgaro. Spinning behind is Lowther. Not able to get the takedown, but Lowther able to get in on a shot of his own. Driving in is Lowther and works up the body. Another takedown makes it 13-1 with a minute to go in the third. Seconds left, third period. Calgaro on the bottom. Ankle lace right now for Lowther. Calgaro up to his feet. Lowther will swing him back down to the mat and now look for a potential tilt on the edge before they go out with 27 seconds left.
Liam Costa of Moon will win by technical fall 19-4 over Logan Moore of Punxsutawney. Time of the tech fall is going to be 4 minutes and 3 seconds.
Calgaro up to his feet. Lowther able to swing him back down.
A winner down here, Jack White of Norwin. Winner by technical fall, 22-6 of a Ryder Say of Meadville. Time of the tech fall, 4 minutes and 4 seconds.
So Jack White gets win number 100. Congratulations to Jack. And a 13-1 win for Lowther of Ringgold over Calgaro of Cannon-McMillan. Braden Collins of Cannon-McMillan, he's out there right now. And he has a quick 3-0 lead, and he's going to get some back points to go up 7-0. Wrestling Jack Newfer of Cranberry.
Caleb Kinsey of Armstrong up 1-0 in his match over Brian Arend of
tilt here.
Hard out of Mifflin County. Excuse me, Greg.
Sorry, Sam. A couple of back points for Collins right at the end of that first period. He's up 10 to nothing at the end of one.
That's a lot of points in a one-minute period.
Yeah. Actually, 11 to nothing. They fix it to give him four back points. Collins will go neutral to begin the second period. Right in on an ankle pick. Takedown makes it 14 to nothing, and quickly trying to just really just force his way over with a cross face. And Collins is going to win by technical fall. If he doesn't get the fall here, just has a leg in with a cross face. And there it is, 18 to nothing at 1 minute and 19 seconds for Braden Collins.
Well, that's why you save your energy for other rounds.
He made quick work, that's for sure. As far as Washington County wrestlers still to come, Tegan Barr of Trinity, he's on deck on mat four. In the hole on mat four is Edric Williams of Trinity. He's wrestling John Montgomery of Franklin Regional. Barr will be wrestling Jackson Long of Bellefont. So those are our last two Washington County wrestlers in this round.
And we do have a final tech fall over on mat number five. It is Musabek Sadirbekov of North Allegheny, or excuse me, of Chartiers Valley, out of Tom Gunther of Harbor Creek. They cleared the clock, not sure of the time of that.
So other action right now going on. We got Nez Green of Central Catholic. He's been taken down by Keegan Hewitt of Hollidaysburg. That's in the first period. Hewitt leading there 3-0. Takedown for Caleb Kinsey of Armstrong. He leads 4-0 over Brayon Arand of Mifflin County. They have 35 seconds to go in the third. Michael Oshuski of Moon leading 3-0 over Maron Moss of McDowell. Joey Geller of Fox Chapel scoreless with Mike Collier of Altoona. And Matt 5, Luke Hockenberry of Bellefonte, 3-1 lead over Brady Wassel of Harbor Creek. Particular interest is Kinsey of Armstrong, as that's where Tegan Barr will be coming up here in just a moment. Kinsey is going to be a winner 4-0. So that'll bring up Barr, and then right behind him will be Williams.
We're moving right on through now. Next round will be at 10:30 when the semifinals begin.
Yeah, that is, they do stick to the timeline here. So at 10:30, and even that fourth round of Concy's at 12:15. They'll probably stick to that time as well. So they'll wrestle the semifinals on three mats, 1, 2, and 3. Concy's on 4 and 5. Tegan Barr underway. Shot in by Long and out of bounds. There you go. Looks like we may have some blood on the mat.
Can't remember the last time they had blood time on that mat.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
So I don't know where the blood came from, I guess.
Might have happened in that last match with Kinsey.
It may have.
25 seconds ago in the opening period. Long pushing into Barr. Now a shot attempt from Long. Double leg. He's in on Barr. He's just on the edge of the mat. Barr's got to go around the waist, able to lift him out of bounds. Remains scoreless with 11 seconds left. scoreless at the end of one. It looks like Barmay lost a contact lens in the process.
Michael Oshuski of Moon in a tight match. He's trailing by one, 9-8 to Mayron Moss of McDowell with 40 seconds to go in the match. And now a takedown for Moss. And that'll put Moss up 12-8 over Olszewski.
Barr will start the second period on the bottom. Trying to peel the hands. Long able to get Barr back down to the mat.
That'll be your final down below us. Mayron Moss of McDowell will win 12-8 over Michael Oshuski of Moon Area. 12-8 to final score.
Barr trying to sit out. Spiral ride in right now for Long. And Long's going to be able to roll through with him and flatten him out. Still scoreless. 1:10 to go in the second period. Barr flat on the ground.
We have a fall on the far mat. Luke Hockenberry of Bellefont is winner by fall over Brady Wassel out of Harbor Creek.
...45 seconds to go, second period. Barr is unable to move underneath of Long. Now down to 20 seconds left in the second. Still scoreless. Antigan Barr will be rode for the entire second period. Long and Bellefont will choose bottom for the third. Barr trying to throw the legs in to begin the third period. It's going to flatten Long out. Long gets the legs out. Now on his base. He's trying to slowly get to his feet. He will. Now Barr's got to try to get him back down to the mat. Stalling call on Barr. And he gives the escape point. A double whammy.
That hurts.
At this point, though, with 1:17 to go, trailing 1-0, you wouldn't think Barr's going to stall. So.
Yeah, right. I wouldn't think so.
May not be a huge deal that you give that one up, but he's got a minute to try to get a takedown and keep his season alive. Shot in by Barr. Long sprawls back. Now up to his feet. Back down to his knees. Holding him down right now with a front headlock. Is Long now driving in, getting a bear hug, but outstretching the arms was Long. And we're going to get a stalemate with 32 seconds left in the third.
Winner down below, Keegan Hewitt, Hollidaysburg, defeats Nez Green of Central Catholic, 9-4.
Shot in by Barr, sprawling back is Long. 20 seconds left, third period. Barr with an underhook, tried to drive in. Now a duck underneath. Jackson Long. Belafonte is going to defeat Tegan Barr of Trinity by a 1-0 decision.
Boy, that's tough. 1-0.
That'll bring Edric Williams of Trinity to the mat. He'll be wrestling John Montgomery of Franklin Regional.
I'll let you know back in the station, we are going to have a break because the next round doesn't begin until 10:30. So we will go off as soon as this round is complete and come back on about 10:25.
Bear hug for Montgomery. Gets Williams brought down to the mat. Montgomery leads 3-0. Sit out turn attempt for Williams. Montgomery flattens him out. Williams again trying to get up to his knees. Cross face from Montgomery. Montgomery trying to position himself. Take Williams to his back. Now cross face. Montgomery will take Williams over. 3 seconds remaining in the period. So Williams will survive the period, but trails 7-0 at the end of one. Williams will go on the bottom to begin the second. Half Nelson attempt by Montgomery. At least going to get Williams flattened out. Williams again flattened out. Cross face from Montgomery. .20 remaining in the second period. Williams on the bottom, but flattened out. Now Montgomery's going to cross face and take him over. Now Williams in some trouble. As Montgomery was able to hook in with a leg. Now Williams just trying to squirm his way out of this one. And Montgomery's going to get the fall. Montgomery with a fall over Edric Williams at 2:09.
Over here on mat number 3, Noah Lucarelli of Cranberry leading 8-2 over Dejor Pinckney of Westinghouse. We've got blood time on mat number 2. And that's Todd Karras of Central Mountain leading 17-8 over Cameron Healy of North Hills. And it looks like Healy has a bloody nose.
Thomas Wycheck of Seneca Valley leads Frank Razulis of Plum 3-2. Start of the third period with Grisoulis riding Wycheck. Last three matches here in the third period.
And just to let them know back in the station, as soon as these matches are finished, we'll take a quick break. Then we'll come back and run down who's going to be in the semifinals, and then we'll take a break until 10:30 when the semifinals do begin.
Half an escape for Wycheck of Seneca Valley. He leads 4-2 over Grisoulas with a minute to go in the third, wrestling neutral.
And we have a fall down here. Your winner is going to be Noah Lucarelli of Cranberry, as he'll pick up a fall over Dejor Pinckney of Westinghouse. Time of the fall will be 4 minutes and 6 seconds. We have a final down here. Todd Karras of Central Mountain, your winner, 17-9 over Cameron Healy of North Hills.
So down to this final match between Wycheck and Grisoulas. They have 15 seconds remaining. Stalling call on Wycheck is first. He leads 4-2, and he can play keep away against Grisoulas. Final 10 seconds. Can still give up one more stalling call. And it will be Thomas Wycheck of Seneca Valley, a 4-2 winner.
So we're going to step aside for 1 minute, and then we'll be back and run down who's going to be in the semifinals. You're listening to WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Sarah's Candies makes fundraising simple and sweet. Sarah's chocolate bars and pretzel rods are made with quality ingredients. Ordering is easy, and you can earn up to 50% profit. Perfect for schools, sports teams, bands, and community organizations. They're the treats people know, love, and ask for by name. Visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com or call 800-255-7771 to get started today. Sarah's Candies Fundraising. When it tastes this good, fundraising is easy.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And welcome back to Cannon McMillan High School. Greg, if you can, go ahead and run down through who's going to be in the semifinals.
Yeah, it's going to start off with an all-Washington County matchup. Lead freshman of Cannon McMillan against Parker Jennings of Trinity. They'll wrestle for the fourth time this season. Dreshman has won the first three. And we'll also have Michael Johnson of West Allegheny taking on Bryce Thomas of Moon. At 114 pounds, Andrew Alexander of Mifflin County against Dylan Barrett of Penn Trafford. And Bo Fennec of Franklin Regional against Zach Rehack of Thomas Jefferson. 121, Landon Sinnott of Norwin will take on Titus Colangelo of Franklin Regional. And Nico Capusta of Hempfield Area will take on Mateo Gallegos of Dubois. At 127, Santino Sloboda of Butler will be wrestling Cale Davis of State College. And Dom Canale of Trinity will be wrestling Nate Caracciolo of Hempfield Area. 133, Braden Weaver of Altoona will be wrestling Evan Tolliver of Ringgold. And Patrick Tarantella of Central Mountain will wrestle Cale Yannick of Moon. 139, Collier Hartman of Cannon McMillan will be wrestling Thomas Bencho of West Allegheny. And Olympic Soraro of Mars will be wrestling Dalton Wenner of Cranberry. 145, Kai Vielma of Connellsville will wrestle Aiden Finnegan of Cannon McMillan. And Nathan Klingensmith of Norwin will be wrestling Aiden Coons of Central Mountain. 152, James Whipwright of State College against Owen Campbell of Plum. Ezra Swisher of Bellefonte against Michael Ruan of Franklin Regional. 160 pounds, it'll be Gavin Ciampoli of Altoona against Cooper Dietz of West Mifflin, and Jake Lilly of Connellsville wrestling Cole Gibbons of Mount Lebanon. 172, Teague Sanderson of State College taking on Ethan Cartwright of Franklin Regional, and Sidney Hand of Penn Trafford will be wrestling Zach LeBrier of Thomas Jefferson. At 189, Mario Hutcherson of Kiski Area, he will be wrestling Noah Williams from State College, and it'll be Hunter Snyder of Latrobe against Bryce Collins of Cannon McMillan. 215, we'll have Elijah Brown of Bell Vernon against Cale Ott of Penn Trafford, and Cooper Roskowski of Kiski Area against Kendall Orr of Dubois. And at 285, Cam Dana of West Allegheny, he will be wrestling Scott Payne of Hollidaysburg, and Braden McConaughey of North Allegheny against Dakota Carmona of Cannon McMillan.
Okay, at this point we are going to step aside until the semifinals begin at 10:30. Actually, we'll be back on around 10:25, so listen to some great music on WJPA, and we'll be back with more wrestling action. You're listening to WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.